Bradley Olson, let's talk about the oil side of this. What is driving this continued drop in oil prices?
Well, there are two main factors at play. I mean, the first one is a little bit tied to what's driving the fall in stock markets worldwide, and that's China. China has sort of always been the golden goose when it comes to oil markets, particularly with demand. China is about the second largest oil consumer in the world, and so whenever there are indications that the Chinese economy perhaps isn't going to be as strong as people had expected, it causes a great deal of uncertainty when it comes to oil. The second factor is Iran. There are the sanctions are about to be lifted that were imposed by the United States and the European Union. And once those sanctions are up, a lot of people anticipate a significant amount of oil coming into the market from Iran, perhaps as many this year as 500,000 barrels of oil. So the market is already oversupplied, and you're going to dump additional barrels into the market from Iran, and then you have problems or questions about demand that would have been able to bring up the price. So there's just a lot of indicators that are not positive at this time when it comes to the oil markets.
So is it, though, expected that these countries are just going to continue to pump regardless of how low the price is going?
That's right. I mean, one of the things that you see happening when the price goes down is that everybody's trying to make up for the lost revenue. And so this is something that's actually happened in the history of oil crashes, is that all the producers and companies actually try to pump more oil because they're trying to make up for whatever they've been losing by producing more. In this case, a lot of people expected the U.S. shale companies and U.S. companies that were behind a major boom in production in the last few years to slow down, and they just haven't done that yet. They've been a lot more resilient than anybody expected.